gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Andidas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 27th, 2017. Welcome to Day 311. A report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office shows that the Senate GOP tax plan would hurt the poor more than originally thought. The Washington Post says that if the tax bill becomes law, 4 million Americans are projected to lose health insurance by 2019, and that number rises to 13 million by 2027. The bill would also add $1.4 trillion to the deficit over the next decade, and Republicans are aiming to have the full Senate vote on the plan as early as this week. Donald Trump tweeted that the media should get a, quote, fake news trophy for its distorted, quote, coverage of your favorite president, and then in parentheses he wrote, me. It's not clear what prompted the tweet, but over the weekend Trump criticized CNN International for representing, quote, our nation to the world very poorly. CNN responded, it's not CNN's job to represent the U.S. to the world, that's yours. Meanwhile, Trump repeated his support for Roy Moore, although the Washington Post and Associated Press say Senate Republicans are still trying to force the nominee from the race. Quote, the last thing we need in Alabama and the U.S. Senate is a Schumer/Pelosi puppet who is weak on crime, weak on the border, bad for our military, Trump tweeted, adding that Democrat Doug Jones, quote, would be a disaster. A White House official said that Trump, however, would not be traveling to Alabama to campaign for Moore. The New York Times and the Washington Post say Michael Flynn's lawyers have notified Trump's legal team that they will no longer discuss Robert Mueller's investigation with them. The move suggests that Flynn may be preparing to cooperate with Mueller's investigation. Flynn's lawyers had previously been sharing information about the investigation with Trump's lawyers. Meanwhile, ABC News says Michael Flynn's lawyer met with Robert Mueller's team, a possible sign that both sides are discussing a plea deal. The process would likely include several off-the-record discussions between Flynn and the special counsel's team, as well as an opportunity to make a proffer of evidence that could implicate others. The New York Times, Reuters, and the LA Times say the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has two acting directors claiming control of the agency. Richard Cadre resigned on Friday, naming Leandra English his deputy director, as well as the presumed acting director. The White House responded by appointing Mick Mulvaney, currently the director of the Office of Management and Budget, as the acting director until Trump decided on a permanent successor. English then filed a lawsuit against Trump in an attempt to block him from appointing Mulvaney. Then, The Intercept and Politico say the CFPB's general counsel sided with the Justice Department over Trump's appointment of Mick Mulvaney to temporarily lead the bureau. General Counsel Mary McLeod's memo agreed with an earlier memo issued by the Office of Legal Counsel, which supported the Trump administration's position. The OLC memo, however, was written by Stephen Engel, a lawyer who previously represented a Canadian payday lender that the CFPB sued in 2015 for using its foreign status to offer U.S. customers high-cost loans at odds with state and federal laws. Engel represented NDG Financial Corp in the case against the CFPB as recently as this August. Bloomberg says the White House is considering banning personal mobile phones while at work. Officials said the proposal is being driven by cybersecurity concerns. Trump, however, has repeatedly complained about leaks to the press since taking office. And CNN and The Hill say Trump referred to Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas during an event honoring Native Americans who served in World War II. Trump has repeatedly used the nickname to refer to Warren and poke fun at her claim of Native American heritage. Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the comment, saying, quote, Pocahontas is not a racial slur, and, quote, the most offensive thing about the situation was Warren claiming to be Native American. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
What the f***? Investigate 311.